So far this year, nearly 370 children in the United States who are 12 years old or younger have been harmed or killed by gunfire. This is according to the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive, which collects gun violence data daily. Its research shows that throughout the country, accidents like kids playing with guns and also domestic disputes often cause the injury and deaths of young children. But this summer in Chicago, it's been a different worry. A spike in street shootings has made gun violence even more of a threat to youngsters. Here's NPR's Cheryl Corley.
On the 6,000 block of South Palina in Chicago, there's an empty grassy lot on one corner. Next to it, a big two-story A-frame house similar to many on the street. That's where 6-year-old Takara Morgan lives. Earlier in July, during a sunny afternoon, gunfire broke out while she sat on the porch with her grandmother and her mother, Carolyn Morris.
All I know, bullets coming from that way. I didn't see who was shooting, I didn't see anything. And my daughter's so strong, I didn't even know she was shot. Me, her, and my mom ran in the house. All she said was my stomach hurt. I raised her shirt, I checked her anyway. Her stomach was gushing out number her intestine.
This year, there's been a rise in shootings in several cities across the country. And in the summer, shell-shocked neighborhoods like this one on Chicago's South Side typically expect an increase. But the numbers, more than 2,000 shootings so far in Chicago, have alarmed residents, especially when young children are being wounded. Community activist Andrew Holmes says since the beginning of the year, at least 15 children aged 12 and under have been wounded unintentionally by bullets.
Started February 11, 3700 West Chicago, young child shot. February 13, 3100 West 64th Street, a 2-year-old shot. February 20.
It's a situation that's left parents wondering what to say to their children and how to protect them.
So first, I want to welcome you to what we call an Operation Wake Up.
The day after Takara Morgan was injured, Chicago police set up folding chairs in the intersection not far from the little girl's house, and residents gathered for the Operation Wake Up police and community rally. On a table, brochures and sign-up sheets for anyone interested in organizing block clubs or mentoring. Police coordinator Glenn Brooks says it's time for community action.
What is the most important thing here today? Come on. To sign up and to get organized. If we don't get organized, there is another child that will get shot.
Chicago Alderman Raymond Lopez echoed the plea for residents to get involved.
When I came here the other day, 44 bullets lied on this street.
That's right.
This is an atrocity that is repeated daily in our communities, and it has to stop.
Wearing a T-shirt with the slogan, Hugs, Not Slugs, 26-year-old community activist Alita Clark agrees. She brought her 2 children and several other kids from the neighborhood to make them aware of what they're up against.
I want them to see things outside of y'all comfort zone is happening. Bad things to kids like you. That's why I work so hard to keep them safe, to keep them happy. So this type of thing don't happen to them.
And Clark told those gathered at the rally she's frustrated by the code of silence when it comes to the shootings in their own neighborhood.
But if it was a cop that did it, this whole neighborhood would be a bunch of angry African-Americans. But when are we going to start holding our own people accountable?
Another parent, Keith Keisel, says he's had the hard conversation with his 7-year-old daughter, Harmony.
I have to tell her sometimes at the park it's time to go because we see certain people in the park that might become targets and we don't want to be in the way. We just have to be careful.
But Harmony just wants to be a kid.
I should be able to go outside, ride my bike to the park, and do activities, not be scared going back in my house because somebody's doing something bad.
Keith Keisel says he and other parents are just trying to prevent what they hope is not becoming a new normal for young children in their neighborhood. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
And we should add, in Chicago, 3 police officers were stripped of their police powers and put on administrative duty over the weekend. This comes after an 18-year-old was killed. The city's police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, made this decision after determining that the officers violated policy when they fired their weapons. The 18-year-old African-American man who was killed, Paul O'Neill, was suspected of stealing a car. He was involved in a car chase with police and later a foot chase. Autopsy results say he died from a gunshot wound to the back. This, of course, comes with police departments across this country facing strong pressure to be more transparent about their use of force.